This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to podcast number 21 of Against the Grain. Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapies, and functional medicine to get you back on track to your optimal health. Call them at 918-935-3636 or visit their website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
Hello, hello. This is Marshall Morris, and today I am joined by Dr. Chad Edwards, who believes that 80% of the medical recommendations are crap, and that's technically speaking right there. He is the author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements, and he served in the U.S. Army for 23 years. 23 years. As both an enlisted soldier and as an officer, as a physician. He graduated from medical school at Oklahoma State University. Go Pokes. And he is the founder of RevolutionHealth.org and the Against the Grain podcast. Welcome, Dr. Edwards.
Man, I tell you, it is good to be here.
Yeah, I got to harass you just real quick. My family is from Cleveland. In Akron. And so I was raised the real Ohio State.
It's the wrong OSU.
The real OSU fan. Okay. So what are we talking about today? What are we getting into?
Yeah. So this is actually a tag on from our previous podcast, and where we talked about why people needed nutritional supplements. So if everybody listens to us, they're going to run out and go get a handful of nutritional supplements because they listened to podcast number 20. And I'm going to actually discourage them from doing that.
Okay. So it's not go buy as many supplements as I can at my local Walgreens.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
And so that's what we're going to talk about today. Why that's probably not the best plan. I don't recommend a whole bunch of nutritional supplements, but I do recommend some. And we want to make sure that they're focused so that we get maximum bang for the buck, so to speak.
So are you telling me that, like, not all supplements are created equal, or what's the common misconception here? What do most people believe supplements to be, and why is it that not the case?
Yeah, well, first of all, I remember, you know, when I was in medical school, I would ask some of my, you know, physician colleagues and my mentors and staff, you know, why not consider nutritional supplements, or why not this, or why not that? What about this? And a lot of times supplements or anything that you bought over the counter, anything that you would go just to your local drugstore and get, was kind of poo-pooed in their mind. And I was like, why? And they said, well, the quality of that stuff is crap. And, you know, there may not be good studies on X or whatever. So there's a lot of studies out there on supplements, and there's a lot of conflicting data. You know, for example, you know, with vitamin E, there was a lot of hoopla for several years that vitamin E was a great antioxidant and might prevent death and, you know, all these kinds of things. And when they actually studied it, they saw that, well, maybe the vitamin D is actually causing a little bit of harm. Well, the problem is that the nutritional supplements that they tested were actually alpha tocopherol and not mixed tocopherols. They weren't vitamin E as we find in nature. It was, you know, one portion selected out and tested specifically. It doesn't have the same benefit. So there's conflicting data on some things when it comes to nutritional supplements. But the big thing for me is this quality piece. And that's what we're going to, you know, focus on here.
Okay. So we're talking about the quality of the supplements and why that's important. So give me the two ends of the spectrum. What constitutes a good supplement, and what constitutes maybe not as high quality supplement?
Well, I would say a good quality supplement is one that has exactly what is stated on the label. So it contains, if it says it contains ingredients 1, 2, and 3 at 10 milligrams each, then it should contain exactly that.
You're making me nervous here. You're making me nervous because I don't know what you're going to say for a bad quality supplement, but if it's anything other than what you just said, you have me worried.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, some people will, because the bad quality supplements don't have that. The problem is you don't know. And that's a big problem because you'll look at the ingredients. You know, for example, several podcasts ago, we talked about some skincare stuff with some hormones and acne and things like that. And one of the things that Sue, who's just phenomenal, one of the things that she talks about is cosmetic grade ingredients in the skincare lines versus pharmaceutical grade. And there are two very, very different levels of quality and two very different levels of outcome. So the ingredients in the two skincare lines may be the exact same on the label, but what you're actually getting is dramatically different. And I would argue that's the exact same for nutritional supplements. So there are, you know, one of the things that I'll often see is, you know, this, you read the ingredients and it'll say proprietary blend of. Well, proprietary blend means that Bobby had a list of ingredients and he put them together and he doesn't want you to know what they are. And so he doesn't tell you how much it is in there. So if you're looking for something with, you know, I don't know, methylcobalamin, and it says proprietary blend of, and methylcobalamin is listed in there, well, you might need 1 milligram, but what's actually in there might be 0.0001, but it's actually in there. And so what is it that you're actually getting? You don't know. In a proprietary blend, you don't know. And that bugs me.
Okay. So really it comes down to the makeup of what is in that supplement being high quality or low quality, you know, of what's contained in it. Why are you so passionate about the high quality versus low quality supplements?
Well, so there was a Consumer Labs did a report in 2007. So I've always been a fan of Consumer Reports. They're actually an independent third party organization that will go in and test things. And so if you go to consumerlabs.com, they actually discuss this report, and I think they did another one since then. But in 2007, they found that there was a lot of misleading stuff. There was a lot of contaminants. There was a lot of, you know, just a lot of the stuff was crap out there. And these supplements, you know, some people will talk about supplements not being regulated by the FDA. And the truth is they actually are regulated by the FDA. But they're regulated as a food, not as a medication. So there are two completely different standards, and you know, we'll have to save what the differences are for another podcast. But so they are regulated by the FDA, but they are not regulated as medications, which is how I think most people would want them to be regulated, if you know, in order to say they are regulated. So. When they started testing some of these things in 2007, what they found was that less than half of the supplements tested met the claims on the label. They found that one of the products in particular had more lead contamination than the lab had ever seen in anything. So we're talking lead contamination. So not only are we talking about something that contains what's stated on the label, but it doesn't contain anything else. There's no toxins, there's no crap, there's no anything else in it. And lead is a toxin. We shouldn't have that stuff. And this stuff had more than they had ever seen in anything in that lab. It's impressive. And since it's not controlled by the FDA and a pharmaceutical standard, then who's watching out? Who's watching this? Who's the watchdog? In the testing, they found that the product contained 10 times the amount of lead that is required to warrant an issuance of warning in California. So just to put a label on there that said, warning, this contains lead, it was 10 times above that. It's shocking. They found some products contained more or less of the ingredients that were stated on the label. One product had 216% of the vitamin A that was stated on the label. And that could be too much for someone. On the other end of the spectrum, they found that one multivitamin only had 2% of the label claims for beta carotene. So you got one that's 216%, you got one that's 2%. It's crazy. you know, fish oil. One, some of the supplements that were tested in regards to fish oil were spoiled, meaning that they're oxidized. And I would argue that if you're taking a spoiled or oxidized fish oil supplement, you are doing more harm than if you weren't taking any at all.
Now, at a very high level, explain that to me.
So fish oil is a polyunsaturated fat. Oxidation is a chemical process where it comes in and it almost rusts that chemical. So it, you know, rancification, you know, if you smell, like if you smell fish and it smells like really fishy, part of that is that oxidation. When it smells really bad, like, oh, that smells like nasty fish. You know, it reminds me of A Few Good Men when they threw the, Grumpy Old Men, when they threw the fish in the back seat of the guy's truck. And it, I mean, it made it smell awful. That is the rancification of those fats. And so if you open your fish oil and it smells bad, it's rancid and you shouldn't take it. It's oxidized and broken down and probably more harmful than not taking anything at all.
Okay, so some kind of chemical reaction has occurred that has caused it to spoil.
That's correct.
Cool.
That's correct. And in these fish oils, they found that there was a range of 20 to 80% of the quality stated on the label. So the point is there's just a lot of inconsistencies. Now, that was from 2007. We're 2016. We're 9 years ahead. And so surely we've done better than then, right? Surely yeah. We've gotten better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish that were the case. So in February 3rd of 2015 in New York, the Attorney General issued letters of cease and desist to four companies. And I have no bias for or against these companies. This is just the facts of what it was. You can actually go search the web, find the actual reports. I did this, and you can read exactly what happened. So the Attorney General's office went in and purchased supplements from four different or from several locations of four different major retailers. They looked at GNC, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart. And they tested each sample of their particular thing five times, five different bottles, and they tested each one of them. And they utilized DNA barcode analysis to see what was actually in the bottle. And I won't go through all of the details of this, but one of them, for example, only 41% of the supplements resulted in a DNA match for the label. Only 41% of them had what was on the label. 21% of the tests revealed material other than what was on the label, and 38% had no plant DNA at all. And to be clear, we were testing things like echinacea, that is a plant-based supplement. 38% didn't have any DNA evidence of having any plant at all. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the quality of the supplements. Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better. Better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through boot camp style classes and high intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become more able to do anything and preparing you for everything that life may bring. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com. for more information and to sign up for a free week of classes. And we're back talking about all these fun supplement quality issues. Now, the reports that I just read, that was from one of the companies. And that was actually from, I believe that one was from Target. So Walgreens, only 8% of the supplements resulted in a DNA match for the label. 45% of the tests revealed material other than what was on the label. And 37% contained no plant DNA at all. This is a consistent problem. So that's two of the four. You know, Walmart, let's talk about them real quick. So they had significant concerns as well, as did GNC. Basically, the Attorney General issued letters of cease and desist, said you can no longer sell these supplements. Now, also to be clear, these were supplements that were private labeled. They were manufactured by someone, and Walgreens, Target, they put their label on it. So it was manufactured for Walgreens. And the quality was so bad, the Attorney General told them that they had to quit selling them until the quality came up. It's just shocking what is in the bottle and the fact that you don't know what it is. And there, again, you can scour the web for quality of nutritional supplements. It's all over the place out there. It is a common and consistent problem. And again, there's no watchdog watching out to say, this one's good, this one's not, other than something like Consumer Labs.
So as a consumer, and I know that a lot of the listeners out there are wanting to learn how to take what you're telling us and put it into application. What are some of the things that, you know, the consumers can do as they're looking through these supplements to vet or, you know, research whether or not it's good for them to be taken?
Well, it's difficult to do. And I would argue that, you know, if I were going to get, you know, vitamin D from one of the, you know, major players, there is no way to know, because there's no way to contact the lab. You know, some of these manufacturers, no way to contact the manufacturer and get a good answer. Some of these manufacturers, even if they do independent third-party testing, and what that means is, let's say I am a vitamin D manufacturer and I make vitamin D, I can test it in my lab, in my manufacturing facility, and produce results. Now, the problem is that that's subject to bias because it's my lab, it's my, you know, all that stuff. What you're looking for is an independent third party. So I want to send, you know, my vitamin D that I manufacture to Marshall's Labs and have you test it. And I have no affiliation with you so that you can say, yep, that meets standards, or no, it doesn't. So independent third party testing is what you want. The other piece is that some, and I see this even with, quote, pharmaceutical grade supplement manufacturers, they'll do what's called skip lot testing. So, you know, when you buy something, it'll have a lot number and an expiration date. And they will test this lot, independent third party analysis, and they'll say, oh, this stuff's great. But they may not test for three or four more lots, or five lots, or six lots. But they've tested some lot. What you want is consistent. Every single lot is tested by an independent third party and it meets label claims. That's what you're looking for. That's not easy to find. There are some good supplement manufacturers out there that will hold that kind of standard, but that's what you're looking for. Generally, you're going to find that more out of a physician's office, a chiropractor's office, like a professional level. That doesn't mean all of them are that way, but that's generally where you're going to find that level of quality. There are, you know, we were talking about fish oil the other day, and there's an independent third party lab called IFOS, IFOS, and it's like International Fish Oil something. And they test a number of things about fish oil and looking at the quality and its stability and its oxidation and those kinds of things. And you can go to their website and you can actually pull up the different companies and look at the stability. How long is this going to be good? You know, those kinds of things. So, you know, one of the things that I would recommend, and certainly any of our listeners can do this, go to our website, revolutionhealth.org, and click on the tab at the top on supplements. And there is a section on there where you can go on and take the assessment. And there's a 19-question assessment, and it'll walk you through that whole process. And, you know, some of the things that we talked about in episode 20, podcast 20, was why people need to be taking supplements. And so we're talking about, you know, there are some medical conditions that will consume nutrients and you need higher nutritional levels of certain things. But it will walk you through your lifestyle and your nutrition and all of those kinds of things. And it will recommend, based on scientific medical evidence, nutritional supplements that you should be taking. And, you know, it might say, don't take this because you have this problem, or do take this. And then, you know, if you're on, for example, if you're on a statin medication, then you absolutely have to be taking CoQ10. And so this system will help you with that. But the manufacturer of those supplements are true pharmaceutical grade. In fact, they are manufactured in an FDA certified pharmaceutical manufacturing facility. With what that means is that anything coming out of that facility has to meet FDA requirements for a pharmaceutical, meaning it's the same level of quality as what you would get in a prescription. We know exactly what's in it. Additionally, I've actually exercised this twice. A patient came in saying they had a problem with one of the supplements that we recommended, and we can actually get a certificate of analysis on that supplement, on that lot, and from that independent third party that says this is exactly what was in it. it's a really cool way to go.
So there's a couple tools or things that listeners can be empowered to do. One is go take the assessment on the website, revolutionhealth.org.
Right.
Okay. And it's a 19-question assessment, and they can, you know, begin investigating what type of supplements might be appropriate for their lifestyle.
Correct. They can actually go on there and it will make a recommendation, but they can actually order the supplements directly from there.
And the difference in ordering from there is you can actually get specific certificates of, my third grade mind wants to say, certificates of authenticity, of accurate compounding, you know, of that supplement.
That's correct.
Rather than going to your local drugstore where you have no idea what's actually in it.
That's correct. Now, we would have to request that certificate, but if someone called and said, hey, I want a certificate on that lot, then we can get it because they do it.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for kind of explaining this. Do you have anything in closing for supplements for all the listeners out there?
You know, again, those four kind of foundational things that I think most people need, the daily multivitamin, the fish oil, vitamin D, and probiotic, most people need and benefit from that. Just make sure you're getting a good quality one. And we will have more podcasts on, like, you know, vitamin D and the quality and why you should be taking that one and why should you be taking fish oil and what to look for. And, you know, probiotics, I mean, those are probably multiple podcast topics, each one of them. So stay tuned. We'll be having more of that.
Bam. Thanks so much, Dr. Edwards.
Thanks, Marshall.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.